RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, Today in History, Focus, Indonesian Wonder, and we'll continue our segment with Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi urged ship owners to improve security. YC countries to join vaccine production training in Bandung. After Donald Trump's win, Minister Enggar Tiasto hopes for increase in cooperation. Now the news in detail. Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi has urged Eastern Sabah Security Command, ESS COMT, and the Association of Ship Owners in Malaysia to install an automatic identification system, AIS, to protect seafarers. Her minister has discussed with the ESS COMT and ship owners in Malaysia regarding this form of communication with regard to piracy on the seas. She also called on Defense Minister Ria Misharia Chudu to discuss the improvement of security in the respective territorial waters on a trilateral meeting Indonesia, the Philippines, and Malaysia to combat adoption of seafarers. The Indonesian Foreign Minister early urged the country's ship crew and the waters of Sabah, Malaysia, not to go fishing until conditions become conducive since the abduction of two ship crew members in the area. 10 members countries of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, are expected to join training in vaccine production in Bandung, West Java on November 16 until 18. Corporate Secretary of PT Bio Pharma, Rahmat Rusan, said on Friday that during this vaccine production training, his side will discuss ways to produce safe and quality vaccines. Vaccine-producing companies from the participating country will take part in the discussion. He remarked that the issues related to the independence in vaccine making will be deliberated upon in separate sessions during the discussions. The discussion organizing committee will hold a limited meeting of the vaccine manufacturers group on November 14 until 15, 2016. The OIC participating countries sending represent to the event are Turkey, Pakistan, Tunisia, Malaysia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Morocco, Senegal, Egypt, and Bangladesh. Trade Minister Enggar Tiasto Lukita said that Indonesia hopes Donald Trump's victory in the United States presidential election will strengthen the bilateral relations between Indonesia and the U.S., especially in trade sector. He added that with his business background, Trump is likely to consider economic aspects in forming policies, despite the current situation in which a number of countries are taking protective measures. The U.S. holds a rather important role for Indonesia as the country is one of Indonesia's biggest partners in trade as well as being the traditional market for local product exports. Indonesian government will continue to maintain and increase trade with the said traditional markets, at the same time opening new potential markets. One of the policies found during Obama's presidency period included the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP. The fourth Worldwide Aquathon Day will be held simultaneously around the world starting on Saturday, November 12, 2016. Until Tuesday, November 10, there had been around 79 countries, including Indonesia, that ensured their participation in the event for at least 3 hours non-stop from 9 o'clock until 12 o'clock local time. The Aquathon event, or Water Aerobics Marathon, will be held at the same time in 240 locations around the world. This figure is expected to rise until November 12th, Water Exercise Trapir, or WET, an aquatic club water aerobatics space in Jakarta, is the organizer of this international water marathon event. Sekolah Mentari, which means Mentari School at Jalan Haji Jian 6, Cipete, South Jakarta, was chosen to be the location for the event. Estimated to be around 150 participants of all ages and backgrounds will join to enliven the water marathon event. At least 6 active professional aerobatic instructors will guard the port World Aquathon. Indonesia is one of the 19 countries which has participated in the port Worldwide Aquathon Day. From ASEAN countries, there are also Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, and Thailand. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian government plans to take firm action against illegal imports of textile and textile products, TPT, as these had been hindering business and impacting industrial growth at the manufacturing sector. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani has said at a press conference more recently that strengthening the textile industry and the textile product sector is very important, as the sector has been asked to increase production to boost national exports. Certain people had been illegally importing products. These people held import license to transfer goods to other parties. Business people dealing with textile and textile product exploited these licensed importers. Minister Sri Mulyani also informed that she would also invite other ministries to review regulation relating to textile and textile products imports. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi has affirmed recently that Indonesian government will give preference to Japan to build a Jakarta-Surabaya semi-high-speed train project. He remarked that despite recipient preference, Japan must continue to meet the qualifications set by the Indonesian government. He made it clear that at the air coordination meeting with Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, National Development Planning Minister Bambang Brojonegoro, and Finance Minister Sri Mulyani, the government has decided to expedite the construction of the semi-high-speed train project. The government will soon complete a plan for the construction of semi-high-speed train line and will discuss it with Japan in the next few months. Indonesia hopes to contribute in the World Challenge Forum to tackle challenges faced by the United Nations peacekeeping operation from time to time. Speaking after giving closing remarks for two-day Challenge Forum workshop, Director of International Security and Disarmament of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Andi Rahmianto, stated in Bali on Friday that Indonesia has just joined the Challenge Forum for 2 years, but it is considered the 11th biggest country with UN peacekeeping troops contributors. Therefore, he views that Indonesia is willing to contribute in tackling challenges faced by the UN peacekeeping troops in their mandated countries.
Melalui Challenges Forum ini, Indonesia sebagai negara partner baru, kita baru kurang lebih 2 tahun bergabung. Kita mengharapkan bahwa
through the Challenges Forum, Indonesia as a new partner, we have just joined for over the last 2 years, ya. And as the 11th biggest contributing country for UN peacekeeping troops, we are able to provide inputs related to some aspects and issues regarding the UN peacekeeping in the future. Furthermore, Andi Rufmianto said that the assistance of UN peacekeeping troops in conflicting countries is facing bigger challenges from time to time. He also remarked that currently the UN peacekeeping troop has become a new target for rebels. Therefore, it needs collective efforts to be able to improve capacities and capabilities of every single UN peacekeeping troop for every operation. Indonesia hopes to contribute in the World Challenge Forum to tackle challenges faced by the United Nations peacekeeping operation from time to time. Director of International Security and Disarmament of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry Andi Rufmianto said in Bali on Friday that the Challenge Forum workshop underlined the need to strengthen the UN peacekeeping operation. In his closing remark of the workshop, Andi Rufmianto pointed out that all participants of the forum have agreed to conduct various steps for its aims, namely by sharing required standard for UN peacekeeping operation troops and police, sharing the need for improving capabilities through training, cooperation, as well as conducting a better triangular cooperation among UN Security Council, UN Secretariat and contributing countries.
First, we have underlined the need for a shared understanding of the required standards for conducting effective UN peacekeeping operations in accordance with their respective mandates. Second, we shared the importance of partnering in training and capacity building activities with a view to bridging the gaps on these key issues. And third, we have deliberated the need to re-examine our approach to the triangular arrangement or cooperation between the Security Council, the Secretariat, and also, more importantly, troops and police contributing countries. I think a more meaningful dialogue among them and a clear and open conflict assessments are essential in this regard.
Furthermore, Andy Rakmianto also stated that the Challenge Forum workshop also underlined the crucial role played by the UN headquarters to support the future of UN peacekeeping operation. In addition, he also views that the forum also has to consider the evolving role of regional perspective for future of UN peacekeeping operation. Indonesian Defense Minister Ramisharya Chudu held Islamic gathering of state defense with ulama at the Indonesian Defense Ministry office in Jakarta on Friday. The meeting was aimed at increasing brotherhood as Muslim and talking about aspect of religious and national life. He further said that Islam also knows the concept of state defense and loves to homeland. So the meeting with ulama is to strengthen brotherhood for Muslim for the sake of maintaining the unity and the integrity of Indonesia. Islam is a complete and comprehensive religion. All kinds of Islamic teachings and its probation include all aspects of human life, including concept of state defense. Islam also supports the understanding of nationality. The nationality we comprehend is signing national group and capital from the nation, which characterizes unity from indigenous people, design and history as well as government itself. The main characteristic that signs nation group consists of separate elements, namely the unity and integrity, principle, design, language, custom, history, and love for homeland. In addition, Minister Ramisharya Chudu explained, Indonesian people must live harmoniously, live in unity and mutually respect and appreciate one another although they have a different religions. He asks Indonesian people not to be easily provoked with the irresponsible people that can destroy the new life order and nation. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Various significant events that occurred this week are reviewed by some of leading media in Jakarta and outlined in press review. Let's begin with Kompas newspaper, which is in its editorial on Friday, writes, "Heroism Spirit Revitalization." Talking about Viking spirit and heroism is not only important and necessary in a state of war, but also in times of peace. Why? Morale, dedication, and sacrifice that are characteristics of heroism are not only needed on the battlefield to fight the enemy but also to achieve progress. On that basis, the Heroes' Day, which falls annually on the 10th November, not only to recall the services of Indonesian heroes, but at the same time uplifting heroism to promote development. Of course, talk about the revitalization and actualization of heroic spirit is more easily done during the war. This is mainly because acts of heroism are more socialized with vigor against the enemy of the nation. Hero is title given to honor and respect for somebody who worked for public interest, was ready to self-sacrifice and risk the most precious and irreplaceable belonging, that is life. According to Kompas, the services given by freedom fighter heroes who gave birth to country's independence is important. But no less important is how to fill the independence with welfare and justice. Turning to Media in Indonesia newspaper, in its editorial on Wednesday, the paper writes, "State authority in Ahok case." This republic is truly being tested at the midst of a very sensitive case relating to alleged blasphemy by Jakarta incumbent Governor Basuki Cahaya Purnama alias Ahok. The state authority is also at stake. The case is not trivial. It has developed widely while Jakarta is holding the election, where Ahok is one of the contestants. It has become big because it involves the issue of religion and has caught the national and even international attention. It has long been a public debate and has been draining the nation's energy, so it should be resolved professionally and proportionally. According to the paper, the case must be resolved through legal channels. Only the law without political interference of other interests can handle and resolve it. Indeed, law obedience can be a measurement how much the authority of a state is. How case is a serious test case against the authority of the state. Media Indonesia welcomes the commitment of President Joko Widodo as the representation of the country who has fully trusted the case into the hand of the law. Ahok case is a confirmation that the law must truly be a commander of the state and nation. According to Media Indonesia, what has been affirmed by the president while giving directives to the ranks of police that the police are not afraid of any figures, groups, or organization is right. Professional law enforcement is important because it will make the country strong and maintain the authority of the state. In order to make Ahok case soon be over, the authority of the state and the magnanimity of the whole nation are needed. Therefore, whatever the decision about the status of Ahok letter, all parties should respect it. That was Press Review of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listeners, nice to meet you again in our daily program Today in History over our rival service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. While we begin our program with an event that happened on November 12, 1945 when Sudirman was elected to be the first and the youngest commander of People's Security Army, commander of the armed forces of Indonesians at the age of 31 years through People's Security Army Conference. Great General Sudirman was a national hero of Indonesia who fought during the Indonesian National Revolution. Despite suffering from pulmonary tuberculosis, he remained in the guerrilla world of independence defense. In 1950, he died of tuberculosis and was buried at Hero Cemetery in Semakicho, Jakarta. The next event is about Day of National Health, held in 1959. The commemoration of National Health Day originated from efforts to eradicate malaria in Indonesia. In 1950s, malaria became epidemic in Indonesia. The disease infected almost all communities across the country. There were hundreds of people who died due to malaria. Because of many victims, the government immediately took action by doing many efforts to eradicate malaria. The effort was begun in 1959 with the establishment of Department of Malaria Eradication by the government. The eradication effort was helped by the government and helped by World Health Organization and United States Agency for International Development. President Sukarno conducted the first spraying symbolically on 12 November 1959 at Kalasanco, Jakarta. This date has been decided as a National Health Day and it is commemorated annually. Well, listener, the next event is about National Father Day in 2006. The initiation of Father's Day is a mother's community. At Gede Balai of Solo City, Central Java, it was the best place to hold the declaration of Father's Day. Father's Day was initiated by mother's community who joined in the growth of Putra Ibu Pertiwi on 12th of November 2006. In Maumere, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, it was held declaration together with some members of Putra Ibu Pertiwi. Father's Day has a concept to honor the role of father. Father is the backbone, backrest, and protector in a household. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is Editor Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today's edition is on Indonesia's featured travel destinations were introduced in London. Stay tuned. The Indonesian government is actively promoting its tourism through 10 new bullies at the World Travel Market in London from 7 to November 9th. So the so-called 10 new bullies are 10 tourist destinations in Indonesia other than Bali which are aggressively being introduced to the world. The 10 new bullies are Lake Toba in North Sumatra, Tanjung Kelayang in Belitung, Tanjung Lesung in Banten, the Thousand Islands in Jakarta, Borobudur Temple in Central Java, Bromo Tengger Semeru in East Java, Mandalika in Lombok, Labuan Bajo in East Nusa Tenggara, Wakatobi in Southeast Sulawesi, and Morotai in North Maluku. The promotion in London was carried out also by advertising on 4 double-decker buses and 400 black cabs as well as sponsoring the registration and advertisements for Wonderful Indonesia in Excel Building Complex, which was the venue for the World Travel Market. Indonesian Tourism Minister Arief Yahya together with Indonesian Ambassador in London Dr. Rizal Sukma in one of the black taxi cabs traveled around London after a visit to the Indonesian Pavilion at the World Travel Market. They met the industry and the media from around the world to respond to market and to see the passion of the global tourism industry. To Antara in London, Tourism Minister Arief Yahya said on Thursday that in promoting the 10 new bullies, there are three major tourism market exchanges to be followed, namely the World Travel Market, WTM London, England, International Tourismus Bourse, ITB Berlin, Germany, and China International Travel Mart, CITM Shanghai, China. In the Wonderful Indonesia Pavilion, Arief Yahya received a Trip Advisor Teams, one of the platform to look company which is the most influential traveler references in the world, especially to Europe, America, and Asia minus China. Minister Arief Yahya's visit to the Indonesian Pavilion was accompanied by Indonesian Ambassador in London Rizal Sukma, Deputy Marketing Development Abroad Igede Pitana, and Assistant Deputy Foreign Marketing Development Nia Andap Lee. Meanwhile, Nia Nishaya explained that the ministry is targeting increased transaction by 10% from last year. This time, Indonesia has made a lot of new attractive packages like in Joglo Semar, then Coral Wonders Golden Triangle of Indonesia, Raja Ampat, Wakatobi, and Bunaken in Manado, also Riau Islands, Lake Toba, Blue Fire Crater in Banyuwangi, and others which are already known in Europe. That was Focus for today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Dear News in Brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi has urged Eastern Sabah Security Command, ESSCOM, and the Association of Ship Owners in Malaysia to install an automatic identification system, IAIS, to protect seafarers. 10 member countries of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, are expected to join training in vaccine production in Bandung, West Java, November 16 until 18. Trade Minister Enggartiasto Lukita said that Indonesia hopes Donald Trump's victory in the United States presidential election will strengthen the bilateral relationship between Indonesia and the U.S., especially in the trade sector. The fourth Worldwide Aquatone Day will be held simultaneously around the world starting on Saturday, November 12, 2016. Until Tuesday, November 10, there had been around 79 countries, including Indonesia, that ensured their participation in the event. Indonesian government plans to take firm action against illegal imports of textile and textile products, TPT, as these had been hindering business and impacting industrial growth in the manufacturing sector. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi has affirmed recently that Indonesian government will give preference to Japan to build a Jakarta-Surabaya semi-high-speed train project. Indonesia hopes to contribute in the World Challenges Forum to tackle challenges faced by the United Nations peacekeeping operation from time to time. Director of International Security and Disarmament of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Andi Rahmianto, said in Balian Prade that the Challenge Forum also underlined the need to strengthen the UN peacekeeping operation. Indonesian Defense Minister Ramisara Chudu held Islamic gathering of state defense with ulama at the Indonesian Defense Minister office in Jakarta on Friday. The meeting was aimed at increasing brotherhood as Muslim and talking about aspects of religious and national life. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Bali. Stay tuned. Listener, Bali is an island which belongs to Indonesia. It has many tourism destinations. There are various kinds of tours that can be enjoyed in Bali, such as natural tourism objects, culinary, and also cultural tour. No wonder Bali becomes tour target by a lot of foreign tourists. Over the last few years, there has been another island which is still part of Bali Island. The island is Ceningan Island or Nusa Ceningan. Listener, Nusa Ceningan is small island which is part of Bali Island. The island is flanked by Nusa Lembongan and Nusa Penida. The three islands are in line and the closest to Bali Island beginning from Nusa Lembongan, Nusa Ceningan, Nusa Penida. Among the islands, Nusa Ceningan is the smallest one, which covers only 300.6 hectares wide. Although it's small, the tourism object on this island is as wonderful as other islands in Bali. Listener, to go to Nusa Ceningan takes quite a long time. Arriving in Bali, you go to Sanur Beach. At Sanur Beach, there is sea transportation such as speedboat and ship, which can be rented to cross Nusa Lembongan. The rental fee of speedboat is 250,000 rupiah for round trip, while for ship is 75,000 rupiah for one way. Arriving at Nusa Lembongan, tourists must rent vehicles to go to another side of the island. And here, there is Yellow Bridge which connects between Nusa Lembongan and Nusa Ceningan. The Yellow Bridge can only be passed by motorcycle and pedestrian. Unfortunately, recently this bridge collapsed. Since that time, to cross to Nusa Ceningan can only use fisherman boat. Listener, on Nusa Ceningan, there is very interesting beach, namely Ceningan Secret Beach. Being suitable with its name, the location of the beach is a little bit hidden. To reach the location, tourists must pass resort complex which has tropical nuance. After going down stone stairs, passing room, cafe and also swimming pool, you can enjoy the beauty of Ceningan Secret Beach. Most of part of the 50 meter line coast is spread smooth white sand and the small part is decorated by coral. This beach is at small bay which is surrounded by trees and bushes. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Nusa Ceningan in Bali Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing the intrinsic meaning of ulos from North Sumatra. So stay tuned in RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Ulos, or often called kain ulos, is typical Indonesian fabric or cloth. It belongs to Batak tribe, or to be precise, ethnicity in North Sumatra. According to their belief, there are three sources of warmth in life, namely the sun, fire, and ulos. Batak people mostly live in the mountains or hills, so besides the sun, ulos is also become a source of warmth for them. Ulos cloth has an important role in the life of the Batak society. In addition to its uses in daily activities, ulos is also part of major events such as weddings, births, or funerals. Kain ulos or ulos cloth have distinctive role in Batak society. In the past, ancient ulos cloth worn by the Batak royal family was adorned with gold and silver decoration. Any big event or celebration is considered not valid without ulos. Ulos is divided into 16 types. Every type of ulos cloth has a different meaning and function. According to the Batak's ancestors, One of the elements that give life to the human body is the water. This due to the fact that early Batak people chose to live in the high plains that has a cold temperature. There are several types of ulos often used by Batak people in wedding ceremonies and death rituals. Antakantak ulos, for instance, is used as a shawl by elderlies in mourning, but it is also used as a cloth wrapped around one's body during the time of manortor or dancing. While Ragihotang ulos is given to a bride and a groom who are conducting the Hela traditional party. The presentation of Hela ulos means that the parents of the bride have agreed to give away their daughter to be married to a man who then would be referred to as Hela or son-in-law. The ulos presentation is always accompanied by giving a mandar Hela or sarung for the son-in-law, which indicates that the man should no longer behave like a single man but should behave as a parent-to-be. This sarung should always be used in and brought to traditional events. There is also Pinuncaan ulos used for various purposes in grief and joy by traditional kings. Common people may wear it, but after fulfilling some guidelines, for example, only at weddings or ceremonies in use by Suhut Sihabolonon, Hasuhuton or the host. Ulos also serves as ulos pasamot in a marriage ceremony. Ulos pasamot is given by the parents of the bride or hula-hula to the parents of the groom or pangoli as a sign that they have legitimately become close relatives. Well, that was Miscellany today about the meaning of ulos. I'm Anatrijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Federal World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Gita Gutawa. Before we talk more about Gita Gutawa, let's listen to a song entitled Yang Terbaik Bagimu, sung by Ada Band feat Gita Gutawa.
Teringat masa kecilku, peluk dan kemanja, indahnya saat itu buatku melambung di sisimu. Terngiang hangat nafas segar harum tubuhmu, katuturkan segala mimpi-mimpi serta harapanmu.
basuh jiwaku, membahagiakan aku. Kau usahakan kasih dan sayangmu untuk wujudkan segala sesuatu yang pernah terlewati. Sayangku untuknya, ku terus berjanji takkan mengkhianati pintanya. Ayah dengarlah betapa sesungguhnya ku mencintaimu. Sekarang ku buktikan ku mampu memenuhi maumu.
Listener, you have just listened to the first song entitled Yang Terbaik Bagimu by Ada Band feat. Gita Gutawa. The sentimental song tells about father. This song is suitable for today's trend because National Father Day is commemorated annually on 12 November in Indonesia. This song has started Gita Gutawa's career in Indonesian music industry. Her talent was seen in 2004 when she was practicing her vocal. Then she was invited to sing together with Ada Band. At that time, her performance succeeded to grab attention of Indonesian music lovers, especially with her typical soprano voice. Finally, Gita was offered to make solo album. Gita's debut album is received well by Indonesian community and also musical critic. The album received triple platinum certificate and won some national awards. She continues with the subsequent albums, including religious album. The last album which was released was The Next Chapter in 2014. Let's listen to the next song entitled Hingga Akhir Waktu.
Ku coba untuk melawan hati, tapi hampa terasa di sini tanpamu. Bagiku semua sangat berarti lagi. Ku ingin kau di sini, tepiskan sepiku bersamamu. Thank you. hingga akhir waktu.
Listener, that was the second song entitled Hingga Akhir Waktu, which tells about seriousness love of someone until the end of time. Previously, this song was popularized by Nine Ball Band. This song is in the album The Next Chapter, which is a sign of new step for Gita Gutawa in the work. In this album, Gita Gutawa contributes more. For the first time, she becomes singer, songwriter as well as producer in this album. Previously, making album involved her father much, Erwin Gutawa, Indonesian famous musicians. Besides, Hingga Akhir Waktu, another hit song of Gita's fourth album is Rangkaian Kata. Song which is written by Gita tells about women which has become a victim of a man with his sweet words. Then in late 2015, Gita released a single entitled Rumahku. This song was written by Gita when she was homesick with her family and house because she was studying at University of Birmingham in England. Well, listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to two songs from Gita Gutawa entitled Rangkaian Kata and Rumahku, which are directly sung at Voice of Indonesia Studio. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Kau pernah bilang cinta, akulah satu-satunya. Kau bilang ku sempurna, kau cinta aku selamanya. Dan kau tuliskan lagu semua tentang diriku. Kau katakan padaku, jangan ragukan cintamu. Semua hanya rangkaian kata yang kau sebar ke semua wanita. Oh, bodohnya ku sempat percaya. Kamu sempat buatku berpikir semua yang kita punya nyata. Kamu dan semua kata-katamu semua palsu. Pernah bilang aku istimewa di hidupmu. Takkan ada yang mampu gantikan cintaku padamu. Kau tatap mataku, kau bilang hatimu untukku. Kau berjanji padaku, takkan pernah pergi dariku. Semua hanya rangkaian kata yang kau sebar ke semua wanita. Oh, bodohnya ku sempat percaya. Oh. Kamu sempat buatku berpikir semua yang kita punya nyata. Kamu dan semua kata-katamu semua palsu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Hatiku berlabuh sepi di sini tanpamu. Rumahku adalah kamu. Oh, aku ingin pulang bersamamu aku.
Aku tenang.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.go.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.